I am not playing small ball on tax relief. That's what the people want us to do. We have the capability to do it, and we need to do it. People need tax relief, said Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick Tuesday. The House and Senate alternate sessions on writing the budget bill, from which all gets worked out, and timing is great for conservatives this 84th session, as it is the turn of the Senate when that body is filled with new, energetic conservative leadership. The Senate's first draft budget out of committee includes $3 billion in property tax relief and $1 billion in business tax relief. How the property tax relief will be engineered is open to debate, but one leading idea is to, for the first time in a very long time, increase the homestead exemption on our homes, which is not subject to local property taxes. I'm hoping this happens, as it is long overdue and the exemption's not kept up with rising property values. The Senate Finance Committee's draft budget also sent political messages to the Out-of-Control Racing Commission by zeroing out their funding, as well as the so-called Public Integrity Unit run out of the convict Travis County DA's office. The clowns at the Unethics Commission also saw their budget cut by a third. All three agencies have demonstrated very bad behavior, and while they'll survive somehow when it's all said and done, I'm glad to see the Senate sending a clear message to the clowns running those outfits. Much will change on this draft budget as it moves forward, but its original structure points to a better-than-average session for conservatives. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.